Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It's my pleasure to be with you today. We have a wonderful show in store for ourselves. We're going to be discussing Lyme disease in teenagers, and we have two very special guests. My first one, who I'm going to introduce to you in a second, is Dr. Catherine Lantzman. And then joining us at 4:30 is a wonderful young woman, Chloe Rapp, who has experienced Lyme disease the hard way as a teenager. So let me tell you about Dr. Lantzman first. She's trained and board certified in internal medicine, and Dr. Lantzman was fortunate to begin her studies in integrative medicine during residency, where she spent one of her clinical rotations at Beth Israel Center for Health and Healing in Manhattan, New York. After having completed her residency at Lenox Hill Hospital, she joined a rapidly paced medical practice on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and Dr. Lantzman was determined that even minimal nutritional interventions made tremendous difference in her patients, curing lifelong illnesses, avoiding surgeries, and contributing to people's immediate well-being and lowering fatigue. Subsequently, she created her own alternative medicine practice. There, she treated many patients infected with Lyme disease, and she was mentored by Dr. Horowitz of Poughkeepsie, New York, which was sponsored by the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. Dr. Lantzman practices what she preaches, keeping a gluten-free and dairy-free diet, and she studies meditation and practices a healthy lifestyle. She is devoted to the specialty of treating tick-borne diseases and various stages in her practice, and I am happy to say she's in New England where I am. So welcome today, Dr. Lantzman. It's my pleasure to have you on Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much, Katina, for having me on the radio today.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, and up here in New England, we are in epidemic status with Lyme disease, and actually much of the country really is, even if they haven't realized it yet. And I know your days are chock full with this illness in your office.
Right. Yes. Well, I think there is still a very positive movement that we're experiencing today, starting with your book that is so positive to read, that there's hope, that there's treatment available, that people do get better. And in fact, when I see my patients and when they hear a diagnosis of Lyme disease, the first thing they do is run to the internet and start, you know, Googling all kinds of different stories. And there's a lot of hysteria online about this. And I recommend your book because it does give hope. It does give sort of groundness to the disease.
Thank
and besides,
you.
Yeah. And besides that, there's a lot of positive movement, I find, where we all are. For example, I'm sure everybody is familiar with the New Yorker article this summer, with the Boston Globe article about Lyme disease, with multiple television programs. and your radio station, which is a huge breakthrough for all of us to raise the awareness of Lyme. And, of course, the CDC announcing tenfold increase, well, underestimation of the Lyme disease by tenfold was a huge breakthrough as well for the for all of us this summer as well.
Yes, so, that was monumental, wasn't it, when the CDC finally came forward and acknowledged that we have not been imagining it all these years, that this illness really is widespread, and the numbers are huge.
Exactly, and I hope, we all hope, that that will perhaps bring more awareness, of really more research and more funding to the Lyme illness, to the tick-borne illness.
Definitely.
And, yep. And there's also a new book, as you know, coming by Dr. Richard Horowitz, my mentor, that's called Why Can't I Get Better? Solving the Mystery of Lyme and Chronic Disease. And I'm told by Dr. Richard Horowitz that it's a 500-page volume with clinical references and really discussion and treatment options for Lyme sufferers, but also for, people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and other illnesses.
Yes, that's going to be wonderful to be able to have his information made available to the public, because he is one of the most accomplished doctors with this illness, and you have been so fortunate to be able to be mentored by him.
Exactly, and I do try to use his protocols in my practice because they work really well once you look at everything beyond Lyme, at the whole person, at the whole picture. That's what really makes a difference. A few other things that I want to report to you, as far as the positive shift in the Lyme community where I am, only in 2009, I was fired from my job for treating Lyme patients. I was told not to come back to the hospital where I was in Boston area for treating Lyme patients. And 4 years later, in 2013, our state announced May month, Lyme Awareness Month. And they had a big meeting in the State House where I happened to be one of the speakers of. So I think there's a lot of positive shifts.
That's dramatic. I mean, that must have been an awful experience to be told to leave the hospital as a practicing doctor. But now, as you said, on the positive side, it's actually waking up the area.
Exactly, exactly. And the hope is really to train, not only to make the public more aware, but really to train the physicians to understand Lyme and to diagnose it timely, because if that happens, we're not going to have as many chronic Lyme patients. And Boston Lyme Group is working on that as well. The group in Boston, the patient group, actually is organizing speakers that are CME approved. And what it means is continuing medical education is granted to the doctors who come and listen to these lectures that educate about Lyme treatment, testing, which is a huge positive movement in my area.
Very much so, because I have had the experience, and I say this a lot when I'm out speaking with people, you know, your doctor is often driving in the dark because they don't have the information they properly need to even diagnose the illness because it was so misunderstood for so many years. So doctor education is critical.
Exactly, exactly. And that's most of the time what I see in my practice. Patients that come to me are most of the time really just misdiagnosed, undertreated, for Lyme disease. You know, if somebody comes in with a tick bite, bring the tick to the doctor. The tick is engorged. There's no rash. There's no symptoms. They, if lucky, get one tablet of doxycycline or two and wait for the symptoms to develop. And a lot of times it's actually too late. The patient needs a lot of treatment after that. So raising that awareness in the medical community, I think, is the key.
Definitely.
To battling this issue.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually hopeful and excited that more and more doctors are going to learn about this illness with this, as you said, this announcement from the Center of Disease Control acknowledging 300 cases contracted annually at the height of the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, in the 1980s. The numbers of the biggest years were 104,000 in a year. So we're three times as high as that.
Yeah. So that should warn some federal funding, don't you think?
I think so. So anyway, I'm very pleased that we have doctors like yourself who are on board with the illness, and that you've got some working tools there in your office. And I'm imagining with the teenagers, I meet so many of them and they're missing school or they're, you know, compromised. They can't, you know, function the way normal teenagers are. And we only have a couple minutes before we go to station break, but I just, maybe could you mention, like, you know, you do see teenagers in your office, don't you?
Absolutely. And a lot of times parents are very concerned. The school is concerned. A lot of times they're undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, and, you know, when they see performance going down, people are put on things like Ritalin, basically ADD medications, they have psychologist interventions, and very few psychologists are aware of the disease, and that's, you know, that's where it stops. You know, you go, you see the specialist, you're told that you have ADD, and that's what you start treating, and you're masking, basically just masking the symptoms and masking the treatment. And in my practice, actually, I work with one of the psychologists, Julian Ross. She's in Needham, and she is very aware about Lyme. So when she sees her teenagers and she sees the difference between those who have true disease in psychological area versus those who are infected by Lyme, she's able to discern that and then refer them out to the Lyme specialist like myself so that we can address that problem directly. And a lot of times people are able to come off their ADD med because the reason was not that. The reason was the bugs in the brain.
Yeah, so is that often what presents to you first, Dr. Lantzman, with teenagers, is this neurological and emotional kind of symptoms mostly?
No, everybody's different. I think if you see 100 teenagers, there's going to be 100 different presentations. A lot of times there's definitely a theme of the underperformance, ADD, but in conjunction with other symptoms, could it be a fatigue? Could it be migratory joint pains? Could it be fevers and night sweats? Anxiety, depression. There's a spectrum of symptoms that people present with, and there's really not a one single sort of bouquet. Nobody's a bouquet, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can imagine. And I do know personally in my own town of several teenagers that have been struggling with the illness. And, you know, the malaise and that kind of a mononucleosis kind of level of fatigue is definitely present in a lot of them.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I've had individuals to tell me about their children, and as you said, a lot of it is sleep problems and anxiety issues. So teenagers can show up in any kind of fashion with the illness.
Correct. And once you start looking at a person with these various symptoms, you really want to look at everything. You don't want to only test for tick-borne illness. You don't want to only test for deficiencies in vitamins or minerals or hormones. You really want to look at the whole picture. And that's why initially we look at everything that we can possibly look at endocrine system, their hormonal levels, their thyroid, their adrenals, their testosterone levels, their female hormones. We'll look at their food allergies, at their heavy metals, at their minerals and vitamins, in addition to all the co-infections. Yep.
Dr. Lantzman, we have to go to a commercial break right now. I just noticed our time. So let's come back and let's hear about a couple of cases you have had of teenagers so people listening can learn some more.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to station break, everyone.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Hi. This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi there, this is Katina Macris, and we are on Limelight Radio, the first radio show of its kind, a weekly talk radio show devoted to tick-borne illness, offering you information, discovery, hope of recovery, and wonderful guests. And today we have with us Dr. Catherine Lantzman, medical doctor in New England, who is very experienced with Lyme disease, and we're talking about teenagers. So Dr. Lantzman, can you help us understand a little bit more about teenagers with Lyme? I know you and I talked about a couple of your different cases. Could you share one with us?
Yes, I would love to. So I would like to discuss one patient of mine, and let's call him Roger, and he came to me when he was 18, which was about 10 months ago, and Roger, about 4 or 5 years ago, he started developing symptoms, some headaches, fatigue, and about 2 years prior to his initial visit with me, he had multiple symptoms, fatigue, chest pains, skin striations where you have the stretch marks on the skin, horizontal stretch marks and vertical ones, headaches, joint pains, dizziness, twitching, insomnia, nausea, poor memory, poor school performance, to the point where Roger couldn't anymore tolerate the school environment and he had to stay at home and be taught by a private tutor that was sent by the school. There were several factors. One, mentally, he had a very hard time reading and comprehending the texts. And psychologically, he felt very self-aware because he started gaining weight for a miraculous reason. He gained, in fact, about 30 pounds over the last 3 months prior to coming to me. And he had acne and stria, and he has a lot of self-awareness of he does not fit in. He is not like the rest of his friends anymore. In fact, he started having fewer and fewer friends by his choice because he did not feel comfortable hanging out with his friends because he felt so different from them. He was so tired with all these different symptoms.
Poor kid, I feel awful for him.
Yeah. It is really sad. And, you know, when you see somebody like that, you know, you really want to do everything possible to bring the life back because Roger did not have a normal life. He wouldn't even go out to the street. He was so embarrassed of himself, of his appearance, of his, you know, being overweight. And one of the physicians, Lyme literate physicians, diagnosed Lyme in 2010 and started treating him with various antibiotics, but on separate occasion, meaning that if Roger had, he actually turned out to have positive Lyme and positive Babesia by testing, and those antibiotics were administered on different times. For example, he would be on a month of Babesia antibiotics, he would be on a month of Lyme antibiotics, never on them together. And then he switched doctors, and he even was in intravenous Rocephin treatment, and he failed it as well. Nothing really happened. He did not have any progress. And when he came to me, like I mentioned, he had a significant weight gain. He had his heart rate was at about 140 beats per minute. So you and I, you know, a healthy population usually has about 60 beats per minute heart rate. Roger's heart rate was very fast, to the point every time he would go to a regular doctor, they would send him straight to the emergency room to make sure that there's no, you know, heart attack going on. And in fact, he did go to a children's hospital in Boston and was evaluated by endocrinologists and for his heart rate, and they didn't find any abnormalities. They looked at his stria, those peculiar looking streaks on the skin, horizontal and vertical. And they ruled out Cushing disease as well, which is the overproduction of cortisol. So endocrinology-wise, he was cleared. Lyme doctors said, nothing we can do about it because you've done all the antibiotics possible and there's no progress. So sorry, we don't have any answers. And when Roger and I started testing for certain various things, we first of all found he had a lot of food allergies. And we did alternative tests looking at actually delayed sensitivities to foods. Not where you have peanuts and your throat is closing and you have to run to the emergency room. Those things you already know. You don't need any tests for that. But the food allergies where you eat gluten or you eat dairy and you're constantly tired or you constantly have headaches, but you're not even aware that the food can cause that. And in Roger's case, he had gluten and dairy allergy. And when we stopped those, his headaches reduced dramatically just of gluten by itself.
Fantastic.
And it was around, actually, Christmas time, so somebody brought a Christmas cake, and Roger ate it, and his headaches were brought back in. And what we also discovered with him, despite the fact that he was thoroughly evaluated by the endocrinologists, various ones, his testosterone level was particularly low. So the regular testosterone runs from 300 to 1,200, roughly. Roger's was about 200. And usually in a young man, we expect, you know, one of the highest testosterones you can possibly see, you know, 900, 1,000. Roger's weren't even in the normal chart. And his sugar level was elevated. His overall sugar level was about 140, 150 overall, to the point where if you check his sugar randomly, he would be running pretty high glucose levels where we're thinking even putting him on the glucose medications. And once we started treating Roger, we not only addressed his Lyme and Babesia and Bartonella at the same time with various antibiotics, but we also addressed his low testosterone by actually giving him a medication that produced his own production of testosterone.
That's
and that
great.
Immediately gave him more energy, immediately started losing weight. He immediately started, it was a feel that he turned the corner once we started him on the testosterone treatment. The boosted energy, the ability to build muscle a little bit better, endurance was increased. So that was actually a dramatic step. And also, interestingly enough, his glucose levels but went down to normal because testosterone has to do with the glucose regulation as well.
This is so fascinating, Dr. Lantzman. And why is it, do you understand why is it that the Lyme organisms affect the hormones in people's systems so dramatically?
Right. So there's various mechanisms. The way we understand it is that Lyme can definitely affect our brain, and we have hypothalamus and pituitary glands that sit in the brain that actually regulate all of our endocrine organs, and Lyme directly affects those, the organs in the brain, and once that is affected, everything downstream is affected as well. So your thyroid, your adrenal glands, your testosterone, your ovaries, all of the organs that produce hormones are affected indirectly by Lyme affecting the brain. And on the other hand, Lyme can affect hormones at the organ level as well. So there's dual mechanisms. And that's why a lot of times in Lyme patients we find endocrine dysfunction. And once corrected, a lot of symptoms do go away.
Yes, that's a huge piece of the recovery story, isn't it? I experienced that myself, that killing the bugs was only a piece of the equation. The other part was rebuilding and balancing out these depletions and where the damage had been affected. And the endocrine system is so sensitive to it all.
Exactly. And so is the food. So is the diet. And, you know, we all know that the diet is essential. It's better than medicines. What we put in our mouth is what we get in our body. And when you have this food allergies or food sensitivities that you're not aware of and eating gluten and dairy. And the thought is that both of those things are pro-inflammatory and can create anything from mucus production to joint pains to fatigue to headaches. And in Roger's case, he had headaches from gluten, which he was never aware of. And, you know, eliminating those things from the diet helped a lot, and it does help a lot to a lot of my other teenage patients.
Yes, yeah, so understanding this inflammation process, I think, is a big piece for patients working with the illness, because they say, well, before I could eat anything, I could eat pizza, I could have ice cream, you know, why can't I have it now? And it's because of that inflammation process, right?
Exactly. And you also can look at it as a rain barrel mechanism. You know, if you're healthy and you have low-grade inflammation, perhaps your immune system and your overall body can tolerate that. And then you put Lyme in that rain barrel, you put Babesia, you put Bartonella, you put Mycoplasma, you put viruses, and it starts spilling over and you start having symptoms from that pizza that you never had symptoms from before.
Yeah, so it's you know, part and parcel of this, of the same process. Is we are a little ecosystem ourselves. Our bodies are little ecological systems, and if we've got foreign invaders in there with their effects and influences, it tips the scales, like,
exactly,
one way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I think if you look at it in that model, then you can understand why integrative medicine, the way you work, is so fundamental with Lyme disease. I'm such a huge proponent of integrative medicine with Lyme disease because, you know, working with just the drugs alone does not make for a healthy recovery. You need the tools that we're talking about right now, the diet, the nutritional supplements, the hormone balancing, the lifestyle changes, right?
Exactly. And I think the final one, which you also highlighted very well in the book, is the psychological aspect, is spiritual aspect. And before you correct that as well, people don't progress. You know, everything have to be looked at and corrected and addressed, including, you know, coming back to yourself, coming to perhaps meditation or some sort of prayer, meditation or yoga practice where you quiet the mind, you quiet the brain, and you really get grounded and you really get connected.
Yes, it's so very true. This illness takes a lot out of us emotionally, spiritually, and physically, and working all of those planes is essential to have a full recovery. So, Dr. Lantzman, we're going off to a station break again, and thank you for sharing the Roger story. Let's talk more when we come back, and we're going to introduce Chloe Rapp to the public, too. So, anyway, station break, everyone. We'll be back.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find...
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and Advanced Cell Training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Limelight Radio. I am Katina Makris, your host, and we are visiting with Dr. Catherine Lanceman today and talking about teenagers with Lyme disease. And we were just in the most fascinating case study of a man named Roger. And Dr. Lanceman, tell us how he's doing now after all that you discovered with him.
Yes. So we started investigating his symptoms in December of 2012. And today he is off most of his psychiatric meds, and he was on a lot of them. His sugar levels are completely normalized. He's lost about 20-something pounds of weight. He's now considering going back to school and finishing high school. And his energy is back. His tria, his Bartonella lines are fading, and it's beautiful. You know, he comes every month, and we see how the lines are fading, and they're still there. Their scars are still there, but the lines themselves fading. He's still on antibiotics, but he's now working with physical therapies. He's now able to tolerate exercise. He's working. He's now considering going to work with the private trainer. And he's very optimistic. He's re-engaging with his friends more. He's able to go out more. His energy level is much better. And overall, he's doing really, really well. I'm very happy with the treatment.
Oh, that is so fantastic. I mean, what a turnaround in not that long a time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah, he must just be so thrilled to be getting his life back.
Yes, and it's really hard work. I mean, we meet every month, and we really go through every little thing on his list, on his supplements, on his meds, on his symptoms, and just pulling one string after another and tweaking it every single month, making sure that he's moving. If he's plateauing, we're changing medications. If nothing is happening over the months, we're trying to look what else is missing. What is the missing link? What is not working? And by doing that and then following the protocol at home, he's able to achieve the progress he's achieved.
That's beautiful. Wow, wonderful, wonderful story. Dr. Lanceman, we're going to bring on air with us now a very lovely young woman who I'm particularly fond of, and you are too. We're going to introduce Chloe Rapp. And Chloe, hello, can you hear us?
Hello, yes, I can.
Hi, Chloe. Chloe is... currently in school in Spain, right, Chloe?
I just finished my first 2 years, my bachelor there, so I'm transferred back to Boston, mainly
to
be treated.
And, but Chloe's going to share a little bit of her story with us, and I wanted her to come on air because, sad to say, too many teenagers have suffered stories like Chloe's. And Chloe, tell us, how old were you when you first got sick with Lyme?
I was 11 when I first got sick. I was in the fifth grade, so it was the spring of the fifth grade, and it was right before I was going into middle school. So I guess it kind of hit me at the toughest point in my life.
Yeah.
And
what did you experience at first, Chloe? Did you know you had Lyme right away, or did it present like something else?
No, we didn't know what it was for a very long time. Well,
what did they misdiagnose
first,
you with?
First, with being psychosomatic, of course.
Did they give you other diagnoses?
Yes, actually, Mass General thought that I had a chest cancer of some type and put me on prednisone. So overnight, basically, you know, when you give a bacteria a steroid, it spreads throughout your entire body. So I was a tiny 60-pound 11-year-old at the time on high doses of prednisone. So it went into all my organs within a week. And then Lyme still wasn't diagnosed because Massachusetts wouldn't call in a Western blot, so then it was called meningitis. And then finally my mom called my uncle in California and said, you have to call in a Western blot. I know this is what it is. And I had all of my bands ragingly positive for Lyme.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So it was just a bit of a surprise, huh?
Yes, very much so.
Wow. And so then what happened? Did you start treatments?
Yep, I started treatment. I couldn't start treatment in Massachusetts because, you know, they say 3 months or 3 weeks and you're good.
A limited amount of antibiotics, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I was a pediatric patient when I was first diagnosed. So I went down to see Dr. Charles Ray Jones, who is such a remarkable person, and I worked with him for about 8 years, I would say, and did Bioxin and Plaquenil for about 6 years, but I was throwing up every day as a child, so then we later moved on to PICCLINE therapy, which was very successful.
So, Chloe, I'm imagining, gosh, you're in your young teens at this point. I mean, was this just horrible for you? Were you missing school?
Yeah, I was. To be honest, it wasn't even a concern at the point because when I got sick, I was so debilitated. I mean, I was having seizures. I couldn't walk. I was sleeping on an aero bed in my parents' room in case of an emergency. Mm. So eventually when I figured it all out, we thought it would be okay. I was on home hospital care because my PICCLINE treatment was 6 hours, and I would go to school sometimes with what they call a pressure grenade medicine ball, basically stuff in my sweatshirt, because I never told anyone that I had Lyme, and I'd be flushing it and everything in the bathroom. But it was really difficult because people would jump on my arm and not know something was in there. So,
oh my God, Chloe, you were so brave to endure all of this.
Well, I think it's just having the courage to accept reality and, you know, to work with life the best that you can. But
yes.
After that, I moved to home hospital care because my high school was torturing me to no other extent, and I homeschooled myself actually because my school refused to provide support for a child that had an issue that they hadn't seen before that was inconvenient or a mystery to them.
Wow,
so
it's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening that the support wasn't there. Your parents must have been pretty horrified.
Extremely. I mean, it was such an awful time that we still want to go back and talk. I mean, most of the administrators have left since then because more kids with Lyme have been coming through, and it was causing such huge fights within the school. And I guess I was the first Lyme patient to go through the system, and I kind of fell through the cracks. And I'd like to go back in and make sure that things are going well and
for the other students.
For the other students.
I'm thinking on my feet right here as we're talking about this is an important piece of advocacy work that needs to be done, is advocating for teenagers
absolutely.
In the school systems, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because I homeschooled myself and I got fives on my APs. You know, it was, five is the highest score you can get, and my high school still refused to just give me the validation of you're going to be able to graduate and walk until the morning of graduation at 11 o'clock. So they were that evil. So any other kids that are going through what I've gone through, I love reaching out to them and doing whatever I can to make their experience any less miserable and more like a normal teenage experience in high school should be.
Yes, Chloe. It's just a testimony to the strength of your spirit that you endured what you did, and that your parents blessedly understood that you needed, you know, the kinds of assistance that they were able to provide you with. And mm-hmm. I can only imagine some of the children, like Dr. Lantzman has mentioned, that aren't properly diagnosed, and they're just, mm-hmm. you know, labeled with learning disorders and mononucleosis right. and this and that, and they're shuffled mm-hmm. around, and it must just be a mm-hmm. terrible experience.
Yeah, when I would go to school, and I'd voluntarily go to school because I did have a social life, I didn't like to advertise the fact that I was sick. I had a boyfriend from the beginning of middle school, all through high school, and he was kind of the only one that knew about my experience, but my parents have just been the most amazing parents on the face of the earth and dealing with this. And through all of it, I think one of the main lessons I've learned is to really appreciate the highs in life while you have them, because once you've experienced the lows, it just gives you such a greater appreciation for everyday things that are just little things that put a smile on your face. And also that I think empathy is the key to solving problems when no one knows what to do, instead of being ignorant.
Very true, Chloe. So, that's a really wise statement. Empathy is such an important healing quality and nurturing quality for the human being, isn't it? Listen, we're going to talk more, but we've got to go off to a station break. And when we come back, I'm going to have Dr. Lantzman talk with Chloe and discuss her case in particular. So stay with us, everybody. We're going off to a station break. Thank you, Chloe, for joining us.
Thank you.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today? By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit advancedcelltraining.com. That's advancedcelltraining.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and Advanced Cell Training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at advancedcelltraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at advancedcelltraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Bye. So they say.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are having an absolutely powerful show today. I think my guests are wonderful. We have Chloe Rapp, a Lyme disease activist and teenager who has battled Lyme disease for half of her life. And we also have with us Dr. Catherine Lanceman, who's a wonderful physician in the Boston area who's very experienced with this tricky illness called Lyme disease and the co-infections. So I'm going to put you both on together now. And Chloe is a patient of Dr. Lanceman, and I'd like you two to share. Dr. Lanceman, do you mind sharing Chloe's status when she came to you and how you have gone about helping her with her recovery?
Certainly, with Chloe's permission, of course. So when Chloe first came to me, Chloe, first of all, is a beautiful, good-looking young woman, and when she comes to anybody's physician's office, you cannot tell that she is sick because she looks beautiful.
She is. She's gorgeous. She is. I can testify.
And it's very misleading because the physicians feel that she is malingering. That is not true. But once you listen to her story, once you talk to her mother who takes care of her daily, because Chloe a lot of times needs daily support from her mother on, you know, just taking care of the basic stuff of the living, you understand how sick she is in reality. And with the Lyme on board, with the co-infections, and a lot of times when we look at co-infections, even if they don't test positive, if there is a clinical symptom of it, we usually treat it seriously and do cover it with antibiotics or herbal treatments. With all of those bugs on board, plus 8 years of antibiotic therapy, you know, it's very difficult for Chloe to handle the whole regimen, because when we, you know, when we started together, we looked at everything, like I mentioned before, her endocrine system, her food allergies, her mineral and vitamin deficiencies, her life stressors, and just to be sick from childhood with a chronic illness for 8 years, 9 years, is a tremendous psychological trauma. And I think that's one of the key aspects that we, Chloe and I, we need to be working on to really address that and clear that in order to heal completely from Lyme. And as well as the load of antibiotics that she's had in the past affected her immune system and affected her gut. And a lot of times she has a lot of yeast overgrowth because of all these antibiotics on board. Even though we use antifungals, even though we use a lot of probiotics, close to over 100 billion probiotics per day, we still have to fight the yeast. We still have to add additional antifungal supplements to make sure that the yeast does not take over.
Yes, because that's common, isn't it, with people that have been on antibiotics, is the ecology of their gut and actually becomes systemic with the yeast and fungal infections, doesn't it?
Exactly. So we treat it proactively, knowing, understanding that we always have, you know, all the ways the patients are on antifungal treatment in addition to antibiotics. So for Chloe, it's a spectrum of different supplements that she has to take daily and several times a day. It's a list of different supplements and minerals that are helping her overall body, her terrain. Right now, it's the terrain against the against the bugs. And just to holding that schedule, be able to take all of that stuff in addition to antibiotics is a huge challenge, especially to be that sick. It's a huge challenge every day on an everyday basis.
And it is. And I think, you know, I'm going to have Chloe explain to us, but, you know, people go through chemotherapy treatments and, you know, that's demanding, but you go to the hospital and you have a team of physicians and nurses and support group allies there, and you can go to weekly meetings. We don't have that necessarily with Lyme disease, right, Chloe?
That's the exact problem is, you know, when people hear about Lyme, they say, oh, my dog's had that. And I'm sure, you know, dogs suffer from it, but humans have much stronger, you know, symptoms, neurologically especially. And
Having the support team is an important piece.
Right. You're right. So also, you know, with things like when you're going through chemo, you can predict and you know what days you're going in for treatment and when you're going to get sick. Whereas with Lyme, every day when you sit up in bed, it's an adventure. You don't know if it's a good day or a bad day. Mm-hmm. You don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. So it's very difficult making plans. And one of my weaknesses has been that I just have this AAA type of personality where I push and push and push myself, and I put on that cover.
AAA. That's good.
And I put on that cover that, you know, you guys were talking about, because I don't want to be pitied. I want people to just look at me like I'm normal. So it is very difficult, because when you can make yourself look normal and you weren't sick yesterday, people will have no idea what you go through at home. I mean,
I know.
When I get home from class, I collapse, and instead of going out and seeing friends,
I can remember being so
stuff.
Sick that just even getting up to get a, you know, a drink of water was exhausting. It was like the trembling and the shaking, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I always say to everyone that asks me, what's the hardest part of your day and your daily routine? And it sounds so silly, but it's getting from the bed to the shower within that 5 feet, because the mornings are just so difficult for me. So you really have to arrange your life around being a good patient versus a good student or a good worker, because without your health, you have nothing, and you can't accomplish what you'd be able to if you put your health first.
I know. Putting the health first is such a, if you haven't suffered, you don't know how important it is to have your health come first.
It's so difficult to do that.
It is. So now that you're working with Dr. Lantzman, do you feel mm-hmm. like you have some more tools in place to manage things?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have great communication where if I have some weird, you know, like flare up that I've never had before, I'll text her at like midnight, and she'll have a complete write-up of what to do and what it is. So I think that we work really well together, because in the past I saw great Lyme specialists, mm-hmm. but they're very adamant about practicing their protocols on you and not really fitting your meds to your body and treating you as an individual, I guess, medically.
So what you're experiencing with Dr. Lantzman is that she is tailor-designing a treatment protocol with her knowledge that is specific to what you're experiencing, and building you up from the ground floor up.
Exactly. When we go into her office, she's like a computer in herself, just spitting out information to build the right support system for my body.
That's wonderful. And we're running out of time, so I just want to say thank you to both of you. And I want Dr. Lantzman to end on a note with us. But as you both know, and Out of the Woods, my book shares the story 100%, mm-hmm. integrative medicine is the way to go with this illness. We mm-hmm. need the Western diagnostic tools of Western medicine for diagnostics and the pharmaceuticals, but we also need the support of all natural complementary medicine with all of this rebuilding of the systems. Mm-hmm. So thank you both for coming. And Dr. Lantzman, any final word as we leave for the day?
Yeah, I just want to say, as far as the team, I think Chloe has a great team. Her mother and her father are so on top of her situation. They help her on a daily basis. They make sure that she takes her medications and her supplements, and every month they come in and we go through every little thing and making sure that everything is on board and things are progressing. And mm-hmm. there's definitely hope for chronic disease sufferers like Chloe. There's definitely an element of recovery. And Katina, you are a great case to that, and I know next year when we speak with you again, hopefully we'll report that Chloe is done and, mm-hmm. and well.
I know. I look forward to that. Mm-hmm. I'm already pleased to see that she's making progress even just over these summer months.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, both of you, Chloe Rapp, for coming, and Dr. Catherine Lantzman. It was a wonderful show today. You gave us great information. It'll be on podcast. And thank you to our listening audience. Please share the news of Limelight Radio. It is the cutting-edge show on Lyme disease. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.